Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
Good morning, Memphis, and hello, world. This is DJ Saturna, and you are listening to Wake and Break on WYXR 91.7 FM, Memphis, and WYXR.org worldwide. Today, I'm very excited for a dance floor chat with DJ AD. Hey, AD.
Hi, Saturna.
Oh, this is exciting because, and this is why I'm doing this dance floor chat series. It's once a month, and I'm just trying to bring in a DJ from Memphis, sometimes producers / DJs, OG, new G, like there is no such thing as old school or new school, or as long as we're all in school, right?
That's right.
In school together learning and doing music together. So I'm very excited for you to be here today.
I'm excited to be here.
So AD made this great, like, kind of instrumental chill track or background soundtrack for us, and you'll recognize some of these songs, and we're going to talk about some fun stuff. Oh, I'm so excited to spend time with you because that's why we're doing the dance floor chat on the radio, right?
Right. Exactly.
Because when we're at the party, it's very loud.
It's our business, and it's loud.
And we're usually either throwing the party, playing the party, or like we just got off the decks.
Exactly.
And we're like, what is going on? Yeah, or like, I just want to dance.
Right.
I love to talk to people, too. I need clones.
Right. Clone. I've said that. I need about four of me.
Right. So, AD, I'd love to learn how you got into this music at all.
Well,
like, what's your path?
It's funny you should ask. Well, as far as DJing, I've been in the fitness industry for over 20-something years, and I've been creating mixes for my spin class for years, okay? And so I was training somebody, and they came to my spin class, and they were like, wait a minute, who does your music for you? And I'm like
you a DJ girl.
Like, wait, you did this? You went from the Pixies to Michael McDonald to Rihanna? What just happened? And I was like, that's kind of how my brain works. I'm all over the place. I came from a very, I say musical family. Nobody played instruments, but there was always music piping through the house, so I just have a big range of genres in my head.
Yeah.
So I just like to put them all together. And so from that, that person really, Kristen really pushed me into, you should be a DJ. And, you know, I didn't think much of it at all.
And here you are.
Here we are. And let me tell you something else that really motivated me. I walked into this party one time with Kristen. The vibes were immaculate. It was in a dark room. All you could hear was Afro House thumping in the background. And as I walk to the front, I see this white chick with these big blue eyes. And her name was DJ Saturna.
That's funny.
And I literally fangirled all night. I probably was, you know, came up there and just stared at you and probably tried to hug you, and you looked at me like, get away from me. I'm like, you have no idea what you've done for us tonight. It was so funny. You just looked.
No,
but now
I don't really think I have much an idea of what I do. I just do what I do. I'm compelled to do it.
It was
and I'm so glad I recorded it so much over the years, because like sometimes I listen back to those things and I'm like, what?
Right. Exactly.
I became a vessel, and to me, like, as a like if you're doing someone's wedding, right? No
yeah.
matter how much crazy it is, you want that night to be good for that person.
Always.
Right? You want it to be
always
a memorable thing. And that's a very important thing to me, no matter, because I've done weddings, I've done the trolley tours, I've done the Brooks, I've done all that. I've done a broken in warehouses, and now I'm doing the radio.
Right.
what a path. What an amazing experience, right?
I know.
So tell me about, like, I know you're, like, part of this really badass wedding collective, right? And y'all are rocking it out.
What I tell people is like, you know, they say wedding DJ. I said, no, I'm just a DJ that does weddings. And I think that's different, you know, because I never know what bag I'm going to come out of at a wedding. It just, once I get to know the bride and groom or the couple, I should say.
You got
to
vibe it out. Like,
right.
I mean, even though there's, like, issues with the wedding industry and all that, it's still, like, the day that...
Right, I told him, I said,
like,
this is my Saturday night, too. This is my night,
like,
too. Like, we're all fixing to have a good time.
Yes.
So that is my biggest thing. And one thing about weddings is, as I look around the room, people don't realize this, and I scan the room during, like, your cocktail hour, during even your ceremony, and I'm like, if I could just touch each one of y'all in here one time with a song, then I've done my job.
Right.
And that's what I kind of do. Same with spin class.
Well, that is... To me,
how it
should
be
one of the guiding things of being a DJ.
Yes.
Like, I'm a dancer.
I'm
a singer.
Yes.
But I've been a dancer. I've been in that vulnerable place. And a wedding is a vulnerable place. It's a crux point, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 3 a.m. on a dance floor is a crux point, too. All right.
A major one.
Yes. All right. Well, we'll talk about that more. We're going to listen to some of your tracks for a minute.
Right.
And then I want to hear about, like, the other stuff you're doing besides the weddings.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. All right.
All right. This is DJ Saturna, and you've been listening to me and, DJ AD and me. It's so fun hanging out with you.
It's so fun hanging out
with
you.
All right.
You.
Thanks for coming to hang out.
It's Lover of law.
So, AD, I would love for you to tell me about your very first DJ gig. Like, you did this, the playlist for the fitness stuff, but that is, like, what was your real first DJ gig?
Honestly, let's go back to college when I used to make CDs for the parties. I'd sit in my dorm room all weekend trying to, I'd make 10 CDs to make sure it was nonstop music at events and... But anyway, past that, I had a Zumba teacher at the gym say, AD, we always love the music you play. Will you just come, you know, play some music, so
right,
to speak, at my 50th?
Music.
Just play music, you know?
At a 50th birthday.
At a 50th birthday party. All the Zumba girls, so you knew it was going to be some dancing going on.
Right.
Okay.
And I tried Zumba one time. I didn't like it that they were trying to tell me how to dance.
Yeah, it's choreographed. Yeah, I was gonna say it's choreographed. That might not
no,
be.
It kind of made me mad. I was like, I'm gonna dance how I want.
actually the same girl that told me I should be a DJ had bought me this little bitty DDJ SB that I had never touched because I was like, I don't know.
Is that a little controller?
Yeah, little bitty thing. And so she was like, you need to learn how to use this thing. And so she was like, just try it at this party and put some songs. You know, I had a few songs already, and it was an 80s theme party. Got up in there, turned it out.
High kicks.
Turned it out. Do you hear me? Leg warmers in the air. I said, oh, okay.
That makes me think of this, what was it called in the 80s? My mom used to go to jazzercise.
Absolutely.
So I'm evoking like jazzercise vibes here.
It was from jazzercise outfits to like Dallas. You remember that show?
Yes.
Like fur coats. That's the route I went.
Like you always do things so extra.
I love it.
So I feel like that is kind of a cornerstone of the kind of events you do now. Like you went from that. And you're not just like doing anything by rote. You're putting a lot of intention into things. Will you tell us about that?
Because yes.
You do so many different kind of events, but it feels like each one is very intentional. And very unique.
Yes. First of all, I love a theme. I've always loved a theme. But one thing I try to do is I've never worked in clubs. I've always Molly Fontaine Lounge, shout out to them.
Oh, baby, I've played there so many times.
My star.
I've sung to those walls for real.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So that's where I was able to get my house music out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So people knew when they came there, I created this event called Housework. Because
right,
look where we are.
Work it out.
We in
and
a
I'm
house.
Talking WERQUE. Work it out, baby.
So we started with that, and I was like, okay, when people know what the vibe is going to be or what the situation is going to be, you find your people.
Yeah.
So with housework,
you like end up intersecting and connecting,
right.
And like hopefully singing and dancing and vibrating the planet.
Exactly. That's exactly my goal. So housework turned into the house situation. I love house music. I'm a diehard fan.
Right.
And so outside of house.
Me too.
I know you
all
are.
All night long, baby.
Didn't I say that I walked into an Afro house set of yours that changed my life?
I'm not even playing house music right now, but I still dance
to it
all night long.
And so if I'm going to have a 90s, 2000 theme, I want you to know, here's what's going to happen. If we're going to dance through the decades, I want you to know, you can bring your mama.
Right.
You know?
And like, if you're going to do a Prince theme thing, you can dress up in
there.
Your
you go.
Outfits,
or if my ladies night out, I'm going to highlight the. So, yeah, ladies night out was a big one, too, that I came up with. Because I'm like, women just need somewhere to go out and just be themselves. Be
It'd be nice to be. To feel safe.
Yes, exactly. So that's how Girls Like Moms Gone Wild Night erupted. And it's a lot of girl power in there. And I play a lot of female.
High kicks.
Yeah. That's what my.
For our fellow witches.
High kicks. And so my last thing I came up with, as I continue to age, I realize I can't stay up as long as I used to. And I'm like, so if I don't want to be up till 2 in the morning, they probably don't want to be up in the morning till 2 in the morning either. So I came up with the in bed by 10 parties.
Yeah, like that is something that is very interesting because I'm much older than you.
Yeah.
Right? And I don't go out very often. And when I do, it takes me time.
Yeah, yeah.
To recover. Sometimes it's worth it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I try to make it.
But
work.
Like,
that's the thing.
I'm coming to the radio at 7:30 in the morning on Monday morning.
Right.
You know, like that's kind of.
And that's kind of where we are in life. It's like, you know, you get to a certain age, you got real jobs.
Well, I don't even have a real job except this. My life's work, which is realer than ever,
isn't
despite
it?
The capitalistic metrics or whatever. I'm about to write albums. I already have. I just got to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, it's interesting because life is. We can make life a party.
Yeah, I do.
We can sing and dance away the darkness.
That's what I do.
And that's what we do. But that we also got to take care of ourselves.
Right.
And staying up till 3 in the morning ain't really
not take care
great
yourself.
When you're 51.
Well,
okay.
It's funny, after the shutdown, I've noticed that the 30 and up crowd aren't trying to stay out late. You know what I mean? Like, that's the crowd I'm in. At 30, I was out till 3 in the morning. I don't know what you.
Baby, some of this stuff I plead the fifth. Okay.
If you're
all right, listen to a little bit more music, and then we're going to talk about some of 80s favorite themed parties she's ever done. Does that sound good to you, 80?
Yes.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, y'all.
We'll be right back.
I want to hear about your favorite themed parties you've been doing. Like, which ones made you so excited and inspired as you were doing them? And, like, the people and how they react.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Well, I really enjoy my Beyonce birthday party. Really enjoy that one. I spend countless hours prepping for it because it is 3 hours straight of nothing but Beyonce, Destiny's Child, anything that has to do with Beyonce. Three straight
okay.
hours.
That's intense.
That's intense. And then going back
as a DJ, like, you know,
oh,
like,
yeah.
because it's only one artist.
Exactly. And people always say there's no way you can play 3 hours of Beyonce. I'm like, oh my. Yeah.
Well, she has a lot of material.
She does.
So
exactly.
You know.
And so in order also to make it, you know, a real thing, Kristen, once again, same one that talked me into being a DJ, she works on the visuals. Because you got to have the visuals when it comes to Beyonce. We got to see the woman as we play her. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She's amazing.
She's amazing.
I don't even really know. Because, you know, I've been deep off in this underground
right.
for, like,
right.
decades.
Totally understand.
The only pop-ish music that I end up knowing about is just, like, what pops up
uh-huh.
like a mushroom from the mycelium network. Because I'm deep off here in the underground. So I see these things, but I've seen how people react. They get really into it.
They put it on. They put the outfits on. It's great. I love it so much.
Yeah, it reminds me of this party that my friends Salah and Nina Anansi do as part of the Weekender for House in the Park. The Atlanta Weekender. The Thursday night opener is like, it's called Love Sexy. It's mm-hmm. a Prince-based party. And it's Prince all night.
In Atlanta, right?
In Atlanta, uh-huh. yeah. It's always a Thursday night before Labor Day.
Yeah.
I used to go play that a lot. It was really fun.
Yeah.
Not that particular party, but they would have me play other events.
I can only imagine.
But at Love Sexy, everybody dresses up. Like, I cannot remember what her name was, but like, all the women are in lace.
Oh, Apollonia.
Apollonia, yes.
Oh,
everybody's
yes.
dressed up.
Okay.
As like either Prince, it's Prince all night.
Wow.
So it's a similar kind of thing
That's
that
so
you do
cool.
with the Beyonce thing.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because, you know, now I have the band, the Vibe Tribe. And,
right.
Yeah,
and tell me about this band.
Well, I am lucky and honored to have three of Memphis's best horn players, Hope Claiborne, Victor, and Jawan. And I have an excellent drummer. His name is Ryan Peel.
Oh my gosh.
You know
what?
Ryan?
That's like a star lineup right there. Yeah, I mean, like, if you know Memphis music, that is a really
yes.
deeply rooted,
yes.
wonderful, in the pocket kind of thing. Okay, so Hope Claiborne.
Oh my gosh.
She,
Queen.
You know, my son Ja.
Yeah.
He plays the horn.
Okay.
He plays the tenor sax. He went to Stax. He goes to Memphis Jazz Workshop. He plays the Stax regularly. Hope Claiborne is the first person that ever gave him the opportunity to improv live on his horn. He was like 15, 16, 17, something like that. It was at a going away party in someone's backyard.
Yeah.
And Hope Claiborne was like,
come here.
Come on up here and blow that horn. So, what?
She's so good. My God.
She's amazing.
They're all so good.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, we're very blessed. I do joke that it's a real challenge sometimes to like get things done in Memphis if you need help. Because I don't play an instrument. Mm-hmm. I just write the songs and sings them. Mm-hmm. Sings them. Sing them. I sings them. But everybody's here is in like 50-11 bands. Everybody is so busy.
Honey, when we have a gig, everybody's got 17 other gigs and as far as the band goes. And I'm like, I'm not used to like being in the band situation where normally I just have to take care of me getting somewhere.
Yeah.
But you know, but they
well,
are
Well, now
so
you suddenly have like
four
all
other people,
these intersections.
But I'm going to tell you, they are
life.
So good to work with. They're so easy to work with. And so I was going to say we do a Prince tribute sometimes in our
right.
set. And
okay.
honey, it's nothing like, that's one artist that everybody can relate to. You know what I mean?
There's just something so utterness that like the music that I love, no matter of the genre, mm-hmm. that there's like an utterness about it. It just makes you feel.
Yes.
And he really just, he played with it. He like, he really did. And he was so brave. And
he was so brave.
And just, well, it, I don't even, I feel like it doesn't, it isn't even bravery at a certain point. Like, it's just a matter of letting go.
Yeah.
And getting in the pocket.
Or doing like what you want to do.
Brian Peele would tell you about, like,
getting in the pocket.
Getting in the pocket.
Yes.
And I do that when I dance or I sing or mm-hmm. I DJ. Like, there's that certain flow you get into. And yes. It's really cool when it comes together and you're doing an event. And you've got, like, a theme. And everybody is just like,
yeah.
High kicks.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned about this getting into the pocket situation because, and it's been discussed a little bit, most times, DJs have a 1 hour set and then the next DJ comes up. 1 hour set, next DJ comes up. It takes me about 45 minutes to warm up. So I really kind of struggle sometimes when it's multiple DJs and we all have 60 minutes. I know that's how it's supposed to be, but I'm
now,
used to it.
Who said that's how it's supposed
well,
to be?
Well, you know, you go to these festivals and so
that ain't where I came from.
That ain't where I came from.
Like, so. I play 7 hours every Saturday. We go on a journey, and like it's been a real challenge to come here on this radio and kind of encapsulate everything into 1 hour, because as a DJ who is used to playing on these very long journeys,
yes,
like yes. I mean, you would think
3 to 4 hours.
I would go home and take a nap, but like by the time I get out of here at 9 a.m. I'm like ready to play right. for 5 hours.
Exactly.
But it is really interesting to encapsulate it and do these kind of things, like have you on here to talk and like experiment with what do we do with our hours, and that changes over the years, because I ain't rocking the club for 7 hours
right.
anymore.
I know, but we could.
I mean, I could.
But you could.
But I might.
I don't know if
chair.
Everybody can now. You know, I'm not. You know, no shade,
could,
no
but
tea.
Just
but
just because I can and I could, like, okay, I've topped that. Let
right.
me see what else I can.
Oh, I totally understand. But yeah, the 1 hour set is tough for me. It's just tough.
Well, we're just gonna look at it as boot camp. Okay.
Yeah. Power hour.
Yes.
Power hour.
Yes. Like, how can we really. Like, okay, if we're forced to,
mm-hmm. oh,
and that's all the time we got,
hey,
then
I'm
we better
learning.
Make good of that time.
I'm learning.
Right?
There is no warm-up.
All right. Y'all, we're going to listen to a bit more music and find out what AD's got in mind going on forward. Thanks for coming in and spending time with me. Appreciate
Love
it.
Love it.
So AD, tell me what you got going on. I know it's like, it's October. It's like June in the wedding world, right?
It really is. Yeah, October is chock full of weddings. I've somehow got a vacation in there, you know.
Oh, but, yes. You know, rest is revolutionary.
Rest is revolutionary.
Go take some naps.
I know. And I always take a trip on my birthday. But coming up.
When's your birthday?
November 1st.
Oh.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. But this Friday, October 17th, DJ 80 and the Vibe Tribe, we're going to go out in East Memphis. We're going to go out to Carrierville to Neshoba. It's like a new little music venue out there. It's kind of cool. You know, it's like a restaurant with a stage.
Interesting.
So we're going to try that. And actually, November 5th, more of the EDM rave side of my brain. We're going to be in Nashville on at a Risky Row. It's a rooftop. And it's just
interesting.
On Broadway.
So you can at least look down and not get caught up in all cowboy boots, right?
Well, it's a Wednesday night, but they're trying to make it a hit. They've made Wednesday an EDM night up there, so I get to.
Oh, that's cool.
I get to flex that muscle.
You know, when I first went to college, I went up to Philly.
Uh-huh.
And it was like this place called the Trocadero. Wednesday night was like rave night. It was like $5 get in.
See?
And that was right when people started wearing like backpacks and all the candy. And I was just like, whatever. For that. I didn't have any money. I just took the subway and paid my $5 and danced.
Right.
All night, right.
See, sometimes that's so much fun, though. And especially being on a Wednesday, it's like if you're there, you're there. You know what I mean? That means you came. You're
dedicated.
You're dedicated. Exactly.
Look, baby, every day. You can find me on a dance floor, whether it's in my living room or at a club or whatever.
Yeah.
I really think it's cool that you're doing like the Vibe Tribe thing.
Oh, yeah.
I got to come hear y'all.
Oh, man. It's fun. The talent of them, it just blows my mind every time because people go, wait, y'all don't rehearse?
And no,
I'm like, no,
we
vibe.
Pocket.
We literally vibe.
Vibe Tribe, yeah.
We vibe. And that's how we kind of, how I kind of came up with the name. As like, we just vibe with each other.
Maybe I'll come vibe with y'all.
Come vibe.
<Let's>
a lot of old
it.
School, a lot of funk.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I try to, you know, another goal I have is that, you know, once again, to the 50 and, so my mom, she turned 72 October 8th, okay?
Okay.
But she is at every event of mine.
What?
Every single event.
Oh, you're going to make me cry thinking about my mom. Because, like, I have a video of my mom dancing to techno in our backyard, like, less than 6 weeks before she died. She was, like,
really
shaking her butt to techno. Like,
yeah. So
she's your biggest fan, isn't she?
She is definitely my number one fan. So I always think about other people that are 50 and up. That, you know,
like
they want to get out and dance. That still want to get out and dance and recognize the music.
Movement is life.
Movement is life.
And I do a lot of movement in, like, the money, like, the job I do to make money. I clean houses,
yeah.
Help people deal with their grief and deal with their stuff,
mm-hmm.
Right? And that's a totally different kind of movement than me hula hooping in my living room at 7 a.m. this morning before I came here, or going and dancing to the Vibe Tribe, or singing and vibrating my body with my voice. This stuff is more powerful than we realize.
It keeps you young.
Okay, before we get off here, I want to ask you about this Best in Memphis, Best DJ in Memphis thing. We got to give you your props.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Yes.
You got voted. It was that Memphis magazine.
Yeah, you know, 3 years straight. Nothing big.
Look, where is the like blowing on my nails emoji? There
right.
You go, AD.
No, but it's about
I
event.
Mean, yeah, like you hustle, you really do, and it's really interesting to me because I get so deep off in like these individual genres, your niche things.
Yeah, I'm all over.
It's
the place.
Really been. A really revelatory thing for me to watch what you do,
mm-hmm.
and for me to watch what like my son Ja does, and even like the 2025 set, because like what, like they just don't have the inhibitions,
uh-huh.
And that's why I'm like, we don't just pay attention to our elders,
mm-hmm. Got to look at everybody.
the youth.
The youth, yeah.
Hello. Yeah. So, yeah. I'm so glad that you came to visit me today.
Listen,
it's really been a joyful thing.
It really
and
has.
Super inspiring. And I hope that we can conspire further on some music in the future. All right, y'all. I'm going to go ahead and leave you off for the week. Let us give a big shout out, a big up to DJ 80 for coming in.
Thank you
to
for
this
having
really
me.
Early radio show. And I might go in the atrium and sing since there's no students here. But we just need to remember that singing and dancing is powerful.
It is.
More powerful than we realize. Naps matter. Yeah. We are in a marathon.
Yeah.
Not a sprint.
Not a sprint.
And we're going to dance and sing through it all.
I promise I am.
Yeah. We're going to exercise our empathy muscles.
Yeah.
And fight fascism in whatever ways we can on any given day. Make some soup for your family. Protect your neighbor. And hope you catch some breaks in the next week, and I'll see you next Monday. This is DJ Saturna, and you've been listening to Wake and Break on WXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, and WXR.org worldwide. We've got a massive archive and a wide range of programming. Pay attention to Memphis. We got it going on. Love y'all.